لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the tutorial for today. What we have today, inshallah, is we will be studying, we will be completing the study of the examples from the textbook that we did not complete before, the examples around the ism mawsul and sila. Okay, ism mawsul and sila. Okay, so all black boxes, all right. All right, so what is up with ism mawsul and sila? Let's look at this ayah. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Mm-hmm. Let us copy paste this ayah here. Today is what? Today is June 6, 2020. Okay. All right. Let us examine this. Let's try to translate this first. The word illa, what does the word illa mean? The word illa means except. Illa means except. Alladhina. Alladhina is those who. Alladhina is those who. Amanu. Amanu. They believed. Excellent. Ahsantum. Except those they believed. Wa and amilu. Amilu is they did, mashallah. As-salihati. The righteous, that's the correct meaning, but here it means the righteous deeds. The righteous deeds. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. The righteous deeds, i.e. the good deeds. Wa. And tawasaw. This is a difficult word. Tawasaw. It's a difficult word. It's not a common word, actually. Tawasaw. Its root letters are waw, sad, and ya, which is the same root letters. From that we get the word wasiya. Wasiya is like a will that a person leaves for their family as they're about to, you know, depart and whatnot, right? So that's the wasiya. So tawasaw is translated as advice, but it's like an advice that's a very special type of advice. It's like a very good advice. Okay, it's different than nasiha, right? Nasiha is also a word for advising someone. This is a little different than that. It is let's put de advice to make it easy. Bilhaq. Bilhaq. With the truth. And Tawa so they advise, right? Bis sabr. Now let's do bis sabr. With the patience. Jameel. Okay. So the ayah begins with except illa. The ayah before that speaks about how everybody is in a state of loss. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. All human beings are in a loss. We've looked at that ayah before when it comes to the study of jumla ismiya, and especially the study of ism inna and mutaalliq bil khabar khabar inna, right? So that we've seen that a little bit before. So this ayah is saying the people mentioned here are the exceptions to the one that went before. Everybody is trapped in a state of loss. Only those who believe and do good deeds and they advise the truth and advise with patience, only they are the ones who are not losing. Okay, so that's the idea. And the oath taken in the surah is wal asr, by time. And the idea here is that in time, no one can stop the time from ticking away. Everybody is, time is constantly running. So because of that fact, everybody is by default losing. By default, everyone's losing. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds. Okay, sorry about that. What is my ism mausul? What is it, O people? My ism mausul is alladhina. Very good. Alladhina. Okay. My sila is a sentence, right? So a sentence is Amanu, right? Is Amanu a sentence? Is it a sentence? It is. Okay. What type of sentence is Amanu? It is a jumla fi'liya. Okay. It is a jumla fi'liya. You can say that the fa'il in amanu is amana, and the fa'il is what? Dawaw. Okay. Excellent. Is this sentence connected with something? Yes. There is a wow. Connector wow generally is something that is used to connect two word isms, right? But here what you have is the connector wow connecting two sentences. So let me highlight this for you. Okay. This is the sila. Then the wow will connect the next sentence. وَعَامِلُ الصَّالِحَاتَ. This is connected. To Amanu. Then you have Tawasaw. Bilhaq. That is. That's what? Connected. To Amanu. And then you have what? Finally. Tawasaw. Bisabr, which is also connected to Amanu. Mashallah, this is a very interesting little arrow there. There we go. You see that? These are all sentences, all jumla fi'liyas. They're all connected to the first one, okay? Amanu. And they all convey the meaning together, okay? Sentence. Then, see, like, you have, like, the, let's put, so connector, wow. Plus another sentence, which is, عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Okay, what is this عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَات? What it's a jumla fi'liya. So what's the fi'l? The fi'l is in عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَات. The fi'l is So you can say عَمِلَ or عَمِلُ, no problem, right? I'm just gonna put عَمِلَ. Okay, the fa'il is as well. Okay. What is a salihat? Tell me from the translation if you need some help. A salihati is maf'ul. Very good. Maf'ul is a salihat. Well, they did the righteous deed, right? So you can see from the translation, the maf'ul is going to be what was done, the righteous deeds. But the question is, salihati has a kasra, maf'ul is mansub, right? Right? It is a plural, right? If I was to remind you, okay, I'm going to remind you with this massive table. I want you to help me out here. You ready, people? People, are you ready? All right. Singular of as-salihat, indefinite is what? Salihatun. Salihatun. You with me, people? Mansub. You can say it if you'd like to say it. It's okay. Salihatan. Very good. Majroor. Salihatin. or people, whereas the rest of you guys and folks, everybody's there, right? You can unmute yourself if you'd like to. All right. The pair. مرفوع. صالحة. ثاني. The pair. منصوب المجرور. صالحة. تيني. All right. Plural. مرفوع. صالحات. منصوب. صالحة 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 تن. Remember that, people? الصالي الصالحة الصالحة تا singular definite الصالحة تي excellent. You can say the last one. Okay. الصالحة the pair مرفوع ثاني الصالحة تيني. You can even unmute yourself and say this if you'd like to say it unmuted if typing is too tedious. الصالحة مرفوع تو منصوب الصالحة تي مجرور الصالحة تي. People, you with me? That right there is why it is عامل الصالحات, why it is مفعول. الصالحات. You with me, people? Yes or no? Yay. All right, alhamdulillah. This is a very good one. Okay, good job with this. Now, there is a very nice... do you remember if I was to make a a good deed? Is it a broke? Is it a human or non-human? Like, just... not in this example, but generally speaking, righteous deed. It is non-human, right? It's not a human being, it's not a jinn, it's not an angel. Okay. Now, the plural of a non-human is treated as what? Singular feminine. Okay? So the ayah doesn't actually say وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَةَ. It does not use the singular feminine for the plural here. What does Allah use for the plural? What type of plural is this? Do you remember the... yeah. Do you know the name of this one? It's called the sound feminine. There we go. Sound feminine plural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a sound feminine plural in the place of a, non-human broken plural, right? Or non-human, he uses a sound feminine plural describing good deeds as if it was a rational being. You see that? He's describing good deeds here as if it is a rational being like humans and angels and jinn. You see that? Is this common in the Quran? It's quite common in the Quran. What is the reason for this? Well, one of the reasons that's described about this is that when this is done, and this is done in like old Arabic, in old Arabic to add a little bit of variety, right? It's done in the Quran here to show that the good deeds, as-salihat, is of different types. It's like there's a variety of good deeds. It's not just one type of good deed. You know, if it was a, if the word as-salihata, for example, was used, وَعَمِلُوا as-salihata, for example, and it's used as a plural, then in that case, a person could argue, well, it's just one good deed and one category of good deed that's in plural. So you just do the same type of good deeds again and again and again, like maybe just like rituals. But the fact that this plural is used, it's implying as if like there is this category of good deeds and this category of good deeds and this category of good deeds, and all of them together are like the sound feminine plural, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And this is something you see in the next part of the surah, right? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Are these وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, is this a type of good deed? Yes or no, people? It is. So it's mentioned here, again, for the purposes of highlighting it. Is it وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ a type of good deed? Also a good deed, right? So it is mentioned to highlight it as well. You get that, people? You see it? Anything you can do in Ahsanti, sister, inshallah. Well done. That's exactly it. MashaAllah. It's a very, very, very subtle point about how the Quran uses plurals. But I think now we're ready to talk about that stuff, yes? Because now you can translate it and you can understand the grammar behind it. So now we can build on that foundation and talk about something more advanced. Okay. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ firstly. All right. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. All right, connect your wow and then the sentence, tawasaw bil haqqi. Maybe I'll just leave it as this guy is. Okay, what type of sentence is this? It is also a jumla fi'liya. So my fi'l in this case, this is a difficult one. I will help you with this. Tawasaw. That's the fi'l. The fi'l is tawasaw. The root letters, as Sister Nadia has correctly pointed out, is waw, sad, and ya. Okay? How many irregular letters are in the root? There's two of them. That's what causes the problems. and this is family. Six. This is family six, actually. Family six. Yes. Yes, it's family six. Correct. Sometimes I have to check my own listing there. The fa'il, you can tell me quite easily. Okay. Maf'ool. No مفعول, thank you. Is there a متعلق بالفعل؟ In this case, متعلق بالفعل is a حرف جر, اسم مجرور. Just like متعلق بال, yes, exactly. متعلق بالخبر, same idea. The word بالحق is, it's related to تواصى, the فعل, or تواصى, right? It's related to it. It explains more of what the فعل is doing. Hmm? Is that okay? Yeah. We covered this, I believe we covered this before in the lecture. So it is exactly the same as متعلق بالخبر. حرف جر اسم مجرور. Okay? The meaning of this of this word, بالحق, is something that it's related to the فعل. They're advising. What are they advising? With the truth, meaning it is the advice. What the advice is, it's truthful advice. Okay, and also it is advice that is asking them to do what is truthful. The word be here has both those meanings. All right, so that's where the متعلق بالفعل comes. Let's look at the next one. وتواصوا بالصبر. تواصوا بالصبر. Is it the same thing? Like pretty much identical? It is, right? It is pretty much identical to the one before, where I have the فعل, تواصى, فعل, واو, no مفعول, but my متعلق بالفعل is بالصبر. And what this surah or this ayah demonstrates is that you know, when you are trying to do something that is big, you need two things. Patience, a clear idea of what truth is, and patience. That is the thing. If something is a large cause, or someone, or something that is a large undertaking, it's easy to forget or easy to lose your way in the middle of trying to do that thing. So bilhaq is first. But then even if you are on the truth, you may not stay on the truth because you don't have enough patience. Tawasaw bis-sabr. And these are two types of good deeds that come after the mention of as-salihat. All types of good deeds. So this ayah says that these are people who believe, and their iman leads them to do good deeds. What type of good deeds? All types of good deeds, especially tawasaw bilhaq and tawasaw bis-sabr. All right. So people, I hope you see how all of these sentences are related together. Questions? Is this part clear? Inshallah. Alhamdulillah, very good. All right, let us move on to the next one. What is the next example? فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. All right, people, you ready? Okay, I'm going to refresh your memory about something. I don't know why I scroll like that. If I could just go up to the table of contents. You might remember that the fi'l, the present tense fi'l, is marfu', mansub, or madzum. And it becomes madzum. It becomes madzum with a harf jazm. Do you remember that? All right. Do you remember a harf jazm that we used a lot? One of the harf jazm. Hint is in Surah Ikhlas. Ah, very good. Lam. So the harf jazm that we used quite a bit was lam. Okay. Now, you see this one? How many are here? Three, okay? They all mean the same thing, should. What do you think the one with the wa and lam means? Just take a guess. Wa and lam. Okay, so oath is a good guess. But what is the other meaning of wow that we know? Hint, connector. And, right? So when it's wal, so these three are the same. They all mean should. Okay? They all mean should. Now, when you have wa before it, it becomes wal, it means and should. If you have fa before it and then lam, it means then should or so should. You with me, people? Okay, now let's apply which of these three is this one. Then should. Okay. Do you see the fal? Okay. All right. Surah Quraysh begins with the ilafi Quraysh. إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, right? Talks about how Allah protected Quraysh and protected their رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, their trade caravans. Okay? Hold up. Quiet, please. A lot of noise in the background. Sorry. the trade caravans. Right? Is this something Quraysh should be thankful for? Is it? Of course. But not just be thankful. Is it something that only in Arabia Quraysh has? That nobody attacks their trade caravans. Nobody loots them. Even though there's no police. There's no police. There is no way to hold people accountable, yet, subhanallah, nobody dares to take anything from Quraysh, even when it's easy to do so. Now, this is not just something that Allah has done as a favor, but this is, subhanallah, it's miraculous, actually. Even before Islam, the people, they had this attitude towards the people of Quraysh. Why? Because they were living next to Al-Bayt or Had Al-Bayt. What is that? The Kaaba. Right? They were living next to the Kaaba. They were the guardians of the Hajj. So because of that, everybody, you know, didn't touch them. Now, if everybody is always fighting and Quraysh is always in peace, do you think they will become prosperous? 100%. They actually became very wealthy because they didn't suffer any losses. Like they say, you know, war is bad for business unless you're in the business of war. So their business grew as everybody is fighting. So now not only are they safe, but they're also rich. That is what Allah gave to Quraysh in the middle of chaos, to show that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, to show that this is Allah's special favor upon them, because they are the guardians of his house, the house that Ibrahim built, subhanAllah. Despite the fact that they're polytheists, they're mushrikeen. As a favor to what Allah promised Ibrahim alayhi salam when Mecca was established by Ibrahim. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Quraysh of that and then says, O people of Quraysh, fal ya'budu. Fal. I can't get it right. Fal. Translate. Then should or so should. Huh? Ya'budu. Ya'budu. You all worship close. Day. They worship. You with me? For it to be you all worship would be what? Ta'budu. Very nice. Ta'budu. Okay. Rabba. Okay. I'm going to say the Lord. Hada. What does hada mean? Now, since I said the Lord, can you translate hada appropriately? Lord of this. What did I do there? Hint, it begins with an M. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Thank you. You see that? Hada, by the way, hada is a what? Do you remember? We did this, I think, like the last thing before we broke for Ramadan. Hada is definitely definite, alhamdulillah. It is a pointing ism. Do you remember that? Hada is a pointing ism. Hada, this. Hadihi, this for the female. Dalika, that. Mubdal and badal, right? Mubdal and badal. So hada would be my mubdal. So rabba mudaf. Hada mudaf alayhi. By the way, hada is hada mu'rab or mabni. Mabni, hada remains the same, right? And what's the reason for it to be mabni? Do you remember? The big alif. Status changes, but you can't see, right? The big alif. Just like little alif. Musa. Hada. Zakaria. Hmm? People, do you remember that? Okay. Of this al-bayt. Now, given all that, I want you to translate al-bayt correctly. The Lord of this. Oh, I know. That's correct. That's the interpretation. But what's the actual word mean, Stadia? Okay. If it's the Lord of this... the Lord of this house, right? If I was put it together. The Lord of this house. Hmm? You with me, people? The Lord... Mudaf. This. Right? Rabba. Mudaf. Hatha. Mudaf. Ilayhi. Also what? Mubdal. Correct? And the house is? Badal. Hmm? I'll write this down below. I'll just translate it all together like this. The Lord of this house. Okay, we'll write it down below. Don't worry. Alladhi. What does Alladhi mean? Alladhi. The one who. Okay. Al-ta'amahum. Al-ta'amahum. Can you guess which family Al-ta'amahum comes from? Take a guess. Family 4. Why would you guess that, Sister Michelle? Something wrong with my eye. I don't know what's going on. Alif then sukun, right? Excellent. This is the alif, or i.e. Hamza, right? Hamzatul Qata, if you remember. Followed by sukun on R1. Hmm? The root letters of At'ama is ta, ayn, and meem. What does ta, ayn, and meem mean? It means food. Ta'am. Ta'am. I was learning this. I was like, ta'am kind of sounds like, you know, the sound of eating. Now, at-ta'ama. At-ta'ama means to give food. Alladhi, the one who, now, at'amahum, translate the whole thing. I mean, the entire word, not the whole ayah. At'amahum, come on, people. I'm sure you want your ta'am after this. The one, the one who is already there, sorry, he feeds them. Perfect. He feeds them. Right? He feeds them. Sorry, I should have clarified. I just wanted at'amahum, the translation. But it's okay. You got it. Alhamdulillah. The one who he feeds them. Is that okay for now? Min, our favorite harjar. From Jew. Jew is hunger. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Hunger. That's what Jew means. Okay? Someone who is hungry is called Jaw'an. They are full of hunger. Wa means, and amanahum. Now here, amana does not mean iman, but it means the linguistic meaning of the word amn, which is peace, protection. security, ahsant, right? He gave security. Gave security or protected them. Min what? From khawf. From fear. What is this amana at at'amahum min ju' mean? It's referring to the fact that Quraysh had a lot of money. Not because of them, not because they're super smart or anything, but because they were the neighbors of هذا البيت. And because of that, they were protected from fear. آمنهم من خوف. And when they're protected from fear, they're able to prosper. أطعمهم من جوع. Sorry, this should be he fed them. Sorry, correct, Sister Nadia. He fed them. That was a mistake there. Both of them are past tense. Okay? All right. Ahsant. At'amahum min ju' wa amanahum min khawf. This is what Allah reminds the people of Quraysh. So He says to them, so invitation to them, then you know better than anybody else that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and this, you are the living proof of that. You're the living proof of that. Because you live next to the Kaaba. SubhanAllah. But of course, the people of Quraysh had different ideas. They wanted more money, right? Because Hajj for them was a big business. And if they started to worship Allah alone, how could they accommodate for the mushrikeen of Arabia? How could they make money? Even though they had a lot of money. But still, they wanted more money. More money, more problems. All right. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا. Let's look at the ayah, the grammatical analysis of it, shall we? Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Okay. Okay. So we have a jumla fi'liya. Okay. So the fi'l is what? I'm going to put the whole thing just for to make it easy for ourselves. Okay. I'm going to put harf jazm, which is the which is what? Fal. Okay. The fa'il. I'm going to put just for the sake of ease. Ya'budu. And the fa'il is. The fa'il is. Wow. Okay. People, you with me? Okay. Very good. Let me split this view so you can keep seeing. These are, I think, easy. I think many people have them memorized. But I'm still going to split the view to make sure you can see them. Okay? All right. Rabba is what? Naf'ul is Rabba. Okay? It is also a... also mudaf. Rabba. And what is the mudaf ilayhi? I might do this actually. Sorry, hold on. Yes. Is this okay if I, because I don't want it to become so long that you kind of forget where you were? Is this all right? If I just kind of put it in one line like that. And if there's like more stuff that's interrelated, we just take a break like that. Okay, Rabba is Mudaf. Excellent. Mudaf Ilayhi. Ilayhi Hada. Very nice, mashallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Hada. Even Hiba likes Hada as Mudaf Ilayhi. She's like, oh yeah. And what is hadha also? It is mubdal. Hadha is mubdal. Oh my goodness, I cannot copy paste anything. Allah help me today. Hada is mubdal. And what is my badal, people? Al-bayti, right? See, the properties have to match. Hada, status is what for hada? Majroor. Because it's mudaf ilayhi. Al-bayti is Majroor. Hada singular. Al Bayti singular. Hada masculine. Al Bayti masculine. Hada is definite. Yes, Al Bayti also definite. You see how the properties match? And the reason why I say mubdal and badal is because if I was to remove hada, if the I didn't have hada, it would be Rabb al Bayt, is that okay? Is the meaning, does the meaning convey? It does, right? Worship the Lord of the house. Also, if it was Rabb hadha, and if a person could understand that hadha is referring to the Kaaba, does the meaning convey? It does, right? And that's where it's different, mubdal and badal. That's what it is. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Rabb hadha al Bayti. Now, alladhi, what do you think, oh people, alladhi's role is in the sentence? We know it is it's a mausul, we know that. But grammatically, what is the place that is going to take? Look at that. It is going to take the place of naat. Ah. Na'at is alladhi. Rabba is your man'oot. Rabba is your man'oot as well. We'll go down and add this to the list. Man'oot. Is Rabbah. It's being described. What is it being described as? The Lord. He's being described as Alladhi, the one who. Alladhi. This is it's a mausul, right? Plus it's sila. What is the sila, O people? The sentence at'amahum min ju'. The sentence at'amahum min ju'. How about if I was a little bit more precise? If I say at'amahum min ju', and then I have a connector wow. Connector wow. And the connector wow. And then the sentence after that, which is So, because you see, you can have more than one sentence that are connected to your sila, right? Yes or no? It would actually would be imprecise to say the whole thing, because then the question would be like, when do you stop your sila? Like, where does it start? Where does it end? So we say the sila starts at the first sentence after alladhi and ends when that sentence ends. Okay? But then if there's more connected sentences, we can just add them with connector waw and whatever else comes after it. Right? Does that make sense? So sentence after waw is not considered sila, but it's a connected sentence to previous. Exactly. Make sense, inshallah? Al-bayt and al-ladhi, in different ayah, they can still be manud na'ad. Yes. It's not actually al-bayt that is the man'ut. The man'ut is rabba. You see that? Rabba. Al-ladhi describes not the bayt. Al-ladhi describes rabba. You with me, people? And there can be a different ayah. Oh, that's okay, brother Musa. Alhamdulillah. I know what you meant. All right. Quickly looking at the sentence. At'amahum. Right? At'amahum is a sentence. It is jumla fi'liya. Fi'il is at'ama. Fa'il is in Quran. He. Hum is maf'ool. Min harjar. Ju'il is in majroor. Mut'allak bil fi'il. This whole thing. And that is your jumla. Connector waw. Exactly the same idea there. And this whole thing is a description. Remember, this part, la mahalla laha min al-i'rab, it has no place in status of the grammatical analysis. Likewise, amanahu min khawf has no place, but they're all connected and they all are coming with the ism mawsool. They're coming with the ism mawsool. And ism mawsool is not for, it's not for what? Rabba, right? So now you see the meaning. Let them worship. So they should worship the Lord of this house, the one who, the Lord of the house who feeds them and provides them security. What do you think, oh people? How does that, make sense? Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Okay, inshallah ta'ala, what we will do is we will continue with this. We will finish up our examples of ism mawsool and sila, inshallah ta'ala, on Monday, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And I also have some good news for you all, which is that on Monday, actually next two weeks, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will take to study a quarter, inshallah, a quarter juz of the first juz. We will try our best in the next 2 weeks, about 6 instructional hours, to spend some time doing the first, actually more than 6 because we have tutorials. So 8 instructional hours going through the first part of juz, the first juz. The reason why this is, I think, important is because firstly, that's really the point where all of us, for us, right, to learn the Quran and understand its meaning, right? But also, from an instructional point of view, that is for us the place where we acquire our vocabulary that we are missing. And this will then make our study of Ajrumiyyah much easier, inshallah. So starting next week, we are first going to finish our examples of Ism Mawsool and Sila. And as we're finishing them, we're also reviewing, right? Then we will transition to the first juz and do, inshallah, a quarter of that throughout the next 2 weeks, inshallah. A harf of negation. Sister Shah, I actually did not look at the handout. Does Sister Samia post it today? Or the extra one, or is it the Ramadan one? Ramadan one, okay. Let us look at what Sister Samia, Ustaz Samia, has posted. Ramadan, where did she put it? Ramadan. Okay, hold on. I think she put it here. Well, I can't find it there. خلاص, I'll look at it online right now. Asura 4, I have 40, all right. Let's look at the handout that she has, shall we? Okay. What does she say? She says, la, la yadhlimu. So la, it's to differentiate a negation from forbidding. Do you remember that? La, to forbid, don't. Versus la, to negate, which is not. Do you remember that? We didn't cover it as like a topic, but as we were studying the forbidding, I mentioned that there is a forbidding la, and then there is the negating one, the one that says not versus don't. Is that okay? Well, these things will come up more in our Quran study, inshallah. But please, if you have some questions like that, do ask, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan. I'll see you all on Monday. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Take care, everybody. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.